Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast where you'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope these stories inspire and energize you to take your business to the next level.
Derek Hill, right? How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you, Casey.
That's awesome. Hey, we dressed alike. We're both the man and woman in black, so we should have some fun. No mystery here, though. You know exactly who we are. Derek, you go way back in the industry today, and now you're running Advantage Mortgage. What's going on at Advantage right now? And tell me a little bit about your biggest priorities at the company.
Advantage Mortgage, we went back to being an independent wholesale brokerage 2.5 years ago. And it's just gone nuts. It's been fun. We have a great group of people. What we're doing right now is just, again, focusing on just purchase driving activities. We know that the market can shift. Everybody's talking about rates increasing. So, most of my people are pretty seasoned and they all know we've been through this and we never really got out of those daily origination activities. We just used the refis as the icing on the cake. We're just focusing on right now. We're focusing on that and just operations, getting processors. Right now, I've just decided I can't hire processors, so I'm training them. We've got an internal training program, and it's working really well.
Outstanding. Well, I'm going to, after talking to countless executives, I'm hearing, and I'm curious from you about your culture, right? Culture is created in relationships over time. Now we're much more virtual than we've ever been. How's your culture been impacted, and what are you doing today to retain it and or improve on it?
We have to be way more intentional. It's tough. I mean, we have a lot of remote processors and the amount of volume and the work that they're doing, it puts them in a rough spot. My operations manager is working with these gals daily. I mean, not only daily, but they're on a Teams meeting all day. Like they communicate through Teams, Microsoft Teams, and they're all on it every day. And it's like a support group, and she's doing an amazing job with that. Sales, I have a lot of people that have been down the road. They don't want the fluff that, we just kind of all touch base. So my job is just checking in with you. How are you doing? What can I help you with? What hurdles do you need me to help you jump? I just kind of keep things between the guardrails.
Sure. How would you define your culture or describe it if I was somebody considering your company and I'm a recruit you're coming after?
Our culture is basically just family. We just say we all want to win together, and we want people that want to learn, want to get better. None of us know everything. Even though we've been in the business forever, we still learn every single day. So we don't have those egos. Mm-hmm. And we're just, we got 45 employees and we're just all tight. And we look out for each other. We whatever it is, what do you need? I'm a pretty active, I still originate. So it keeps me fresh. Yeah. I do about 36 million a year. Not a lot.
Not a lot. That's pretty decent.
I have a guy that did 107 last year and another three other people that did over 70 million. Wow. I'm a little man on the totem pole on our team, but it keeps me fresh. But yeah, our culture is just that. We've actually not hired people because we don't want to mess it up, and everybody just does their job at a high level. It's kind of like the New England Patriots. We're going to do it at a high level, or you can go. I don't want to say another team.
right, you can go to another team. Yeah. When you look about it, you're tight knit. You're being strategic. It sounds like. Yes, being intentional in culture. Just a little bit that I got to know you before we started the interview. You're a lot of fun.
Oh,
you're a little crazy.
I definitely have energy for sure.
Since you came from the Navy, right? You had a stint in the Navy. What did you learn in the Navy that you brought to the workforce that you think is helping build your culture? And by the way, thank you for your service.
Oh, you're welcome. Really, the thing that I learned about the military, and I don't think it's just the Navy, it's just do the little stuff. Just do the little things, the nitpicky, natty things that everybody puts aside. The military just teaches you, just do it. Fold your seats right. Fold your t-shirt right. Wear the right stuff. But, you know, do those things. And it just becomes natural and easy. And so when it comes to those daily origination activities, everybody's like, Derek, what's your secret? What's the sauce? Where's the silver bullet that's going to get me more volume? And I literally just show them a sheet that says, do these things every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Now, when you look at your sales team today, what do you think some of the best practices that they're putting in place that's helping them do the 70 million, the 100 million in your company?
Be the professional. Your title is a loan officer. Mm-hmm. So be that. Be the professional. Your job is to get that borrower approved beforehand. And the other thing is, who does what when? We just have really good teams and everybody knows their job. Who does what when is our thing that we talk about. And it's just those systems that, we don't let our consumer or the realtor say, well, just send me a pre-approval letter. No, send me your information and we'll send you a letter. We don't have fail sales. We don't have a lot of that stuff because we're living up to our title.
Sure. I like where it just flowed off your mouth where you said, who does what when? Who does what when? So from a leadership perspective, you've been in leadership for a while. What do you think the most important attributes are of great leaders?
Really understanding your people. I don't think I was really that effective. I still don't sometimes think I'm that effective. Connecting, but really just understanding your people. We went through an exercise where our whole team did the Myers-Briggs. And that really opened up my eyes a lot to my people, because I'm a specific type of personality where if you say charge the hill, I'm going to go. Like, we're going. I don't care who, what, when, how. I don't care. We're going. We're going to figure it out when we get there. Right.
Right. Right.
Because we're going to win. I'm going to the end zone. And if anybody's coming with me, we're going. That's my personality. My whole team are J's. So they're like, well, what time are we leaving? Who's bringing lunch? How are we getting there? Who's getting the gas? Do we have enough money? You know, I mean, it's all these questions. And so I, as a leader, had to realize, okay, I can't coach them the same as my other people that are P's, because I've got a couple of those. And when I tell them, they just go. And so we're like, you know, so yeah, I think that one piece really helped me understand my people and how, okay, I have to communicate the way they understand it. And so getting on that level with your people, and it's not just your salespeople, it's your operations people, it's your receptionists. It's what motivates those people. And I think the second thing is just doing those quarterly one-on-ones where you're like, hey, are you happy? Do you like this part of the job? Because we have people that start and they're like, I don't really want to be a loan officer anymore. I like being an LOA, or I don't want to be a processor. I want to be this. And putting right people in the bus in the right seats, all of a sudden productivity just goes through the roof.
So you do quarterly one-on-ones? So I love that.
Check-ins, you know, they don't have to be super formal. Just, hey, how you doing? What's going on? Are you happy? What do you think? Blah, blah. Just really quick.
Now, are they casual, Derek, or do you schedule these out? Like, do they know you're calling?
No, I'm not that organized. So I schedule my one-on-ones, the yearly ones where we do the business plan and all that. That's a pretty formal thing. But the rest of them are kind of, I like to catch them off guard a little.
And just check in on them. Mm-hmm. That's got to mean a lot to them, by the way, and that you're being intentional with the relationships, because after you just described the word family for your company, and I'm going to probably add a little fun in there, and that you guys are working together and enjoying it, right? Because you got to be enjoying it if you're hiring winners, people that want to win and that are so productive, right?
We have a great, colorful sense of humor team for sure.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, they're fun.
All right. So let me ask you, I'll make this the last question, make it easy for you. You mentioned leadership, know your people, right? Really understand what motivates them. What motivates you? What makes you get up every morning?
I ask myself all the time, and it's really just the building. you know, I've done loans for a long time and, you know, taking the 1003 is so, I mean, it's just cookie cutter stuff. Right. But, but in, you know, helping people is impactful and it's meaningful, but really for me, it's about seeing, my 24-year-old kid who's been in the business. Literally April was 2 years. His first full year, he did 27 million.
Wow.
I love that. And he came to me right out of college, basketball player. I've known his dad for years. And he's like, I've watched you. I want to do what you do. And he literally does everything I tell him to, and it just works. And so I love that aspect of it. I love seeing my processors make the money that they want to make, where they have income goals. I just, the building piece of it, seeing people achieve their successes, is a lot of fun to me. John Maxwell says, you know, that people say that it's lonely at the top. And he says that's because you didn't bring anybody with you. So I just want to bring people, and I'm going to start. Anyway, that's what does it for me. God dang it, Casey. Thanks anyway.
Thank you for your time and your heart and for sharing today.
Yeah, you bet.
We're going to be lifelong friends.
It's been fun.
We're going to be lifelong friends. Because when you lead with your heart and you care more about your people than you do yourself, that's what drives you. God bless you.
Thank you so much. God dang it.
Thanks for your time today.
You bet. Absolutely. Happens all the friggin' time.
Big baby. Big baby.
Thanks, Casey. Oh. Have a good one. Love you.
I love you too, man. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to check back for new episodes of Inside the Mortgage Mind, a podcast by Zenix, the Mortgage Academy. You can download our episodes wherever you love to listen to podcasts or on our website at zenix.com/insidethemortgagemind.